KID crew, I'm excited to have Lisa Keller in studio. Lisa is the past vice president of the Bonneville County Republican Women. She is past state committee woman and a previous precinct committee officer, and currently she is putting her energy towards East Idaho Patriots. Lisa, thanks so much for coming in studio.
Thanks for having me.
How exciting that you have this new venture with East Idaho Patriots. Tell us a little bit about that group.
Oh, yes, love to. We're not officially associated with Bonneville County Republicans or Bonneville Republican Women, but we are a group of like-minded patriots whose heart and efforts are behind preserving freedoms in Bonneville County and all of Southeast Idaho. We are committed to getting education out. So our goal is to inform and involve the community. Just if I can make a plug, tomorrow night at Skidmore Construction Shop, we are having our monthly meeting. We have Brian Allman from the Gem State Chronicle coming over to speak to us about what he sees is coming up in this particular session over in Boise. He's on top of all of the good stuff. And we have dinner. We have discussion. It's just a great place to associate with like-minded patriots.
And there's so much good that happens when like-minded individuals come together and collaborate.
It is. Last month for our Christmas party, we gathered donations and took them to the food basket. And in previous times, you know, we have, like I say, we have speakers come in who can inform us and keep us engaged and involved. It's been great.
Lisa, we are at a really interesting time right now, kind of that fork in the road where we're on the verge of something new with this inauguration that's happening on Monday. And a big topic that a lot of people are starting to think about is empowerment. When you hear that term empowerment, what comes to your mind?
Well, I am really, really excited for Monday to happen. You know, there are a lot of people that have criticized Trump for his misogyny or, you know, the way he treats women or things like that. But I find that to be quite spurious. If you look at what Trump is doing right now, let's talk about his campaign manager and his new chief of staff, Susie Wiles.
Love her.
She is so good. And, you know, one of the great things about her is we didn't even know who she was. We hardly saw her until he brought her forward. But turns out she has been working in those, you know, back roles quietly, but effectively and so powerfully. Talk about empowerment. Now, that's a woman who doesn't need the spotlight, doesn't need to be the boss of everything, but she's out there working hard to accomplish great things.
I love that example of Susie Wiles. And I shared, Lisa, a little bit ago that she had come out with this message of how things are going to be and that there's no room for people who are just trying to grab the spotlight for themselves or have their own agenda. They're not going to accept toxic behavior because it's counterproductive. It's not going to help move that vision forward. And I love what you're saying about that willingness to maybe work in the back corners and be focused on getting the job done rather than getting the spotlight.
Absolutely. And, you know, I feel like here in Bonneville County, we have it on both sides with our legislators, with other party leaders. There are those who are just willing to, you know, a phrase that maybe you've heard, lift where you stand.
Yes.
And we have a lot of people who are willing to do that, women and men. But unfortunately, we do have a lot of toxic leadership places where if they're not the boss, they're not interested. You know, I feel like we all need to figure out how to lift where we stand. I'm a mom and I have four daughters. And all four of my girls are really strong women, and I love that they are capable of doing what they do now. I'm always amazed at how many great things they can do. But also, it's a little hard on them because they are the spectrum of what women's roles are. Everything from one daughter who is high in management at Adobe to another daughter who's a stay-at-home mom. But the problem is they all are getting the message that they have to be something to be worthy. And I don't want that message for them. And I hope that as a parent, I gave them the message that whether they choose to be one daughter who's a massage therapist and she has healing hands, one daughter who works for a modeling agency, but she's so good at her job. Every single one of them has worth and so much value to bring. And I would love all of the women in the world to be able to see that. That you don't have to be the boss. You don't have to be stuck in a corner. You choose for yourself. Be a strong woman wherever you are.
I love that message. And, you know, as you were talking, Lisa, I couldn't help but think social media plays into this in a way because people carefully choreograph what they want everyone else to see. And so often they're busy choreographing this and they're missing precious moments in their own lives. But the message is out there that we have to be at this level or aspire to this. And that can really impact people's self-esteem. I talk often about the power of stories, and there are more people out there than we can possibly count who want to take control of our stories, tell them from their perspective, but you cannot give a book report on somebody else's life or write their story if you have missing information, missing chapters. So as I'm listening to your message, it's just reminding all of us to take our seat in the editor's chair, take back that pen, and don't let anybody else write your story. Write it and share it in the way that only you can authentically.
Absolutely. And think about how empowering that would be for our young women, our teenage
yes.
girls that are watching TikTok and watching Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and the pressure they are under. But what if they were the ones that had the ability to say, I am okay where I am.
Right.
And I'm a work in progress. I mean, you know what? I just turned 60. Oh, great. That's now out there on the air. I just turned 60 and I am still a work in progress.
And Lisa, you look fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
You really do. But I love that because I think sometimes there is that message that, okay, you're done, but we're always evolving and transforming, and we get to decide which path we take. And I think we just have to fight against those voices who try to put us in a box.
Absolutely. And so that, you know, that has been on my mind for a couple of months, how much we need to empower just everybody.
Everyone, right.
Everybody. And whether you're male or female, you know, young or old, be who you are.
That's a great message. Lisa Keller, thank you so much for stopping by. And give everyone, if you would, that information about East Idaho Patriots in the meeting that's happening tomorrow.
Thanks. Yes, we doors open at 6 p.m. at Skidmore Construction Shop. Dinner starts at 6:30. We ask for bring a side dish or something to share. We're providing the soup bar and the bread. Bring a side dish to share. Our speaker starts at 7. And join us if you are interested in knowing what is going on over in Boise.
This is going to be an exciting opportunity, KID crew. If you're looking for a way in this new year to kind of get more involved, what a great opportunity to come together with like-minded individuals. And no doubt there's going to be an overwhelming feeling of empowerment there. Lisa, I love the message you shared about empowerment. I think it's right on time.
Thank you for giving me a voice.
You got it.